The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
As we have been going through the theme of living the pure life, or living the life that Islam has envisioned us to live, we got to a point yesterday where we looked at the topic of community building. We looked at the topic of unity amongst the community, amongst the members. And we drew inspiration from chapter 49, which was Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 10, where Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Where Allah says that indeed the believers, the men and women of the believing community, are brethren. They are brothers and sisters of one another. And so Allah issued the command that you need to make peace amongst your brothers. We reflected on the fact that as believers, we will have disagreements with one another. We don't always see eye to eye with one another, even within a family. You know, and a family is such a unit where they've lived together for years upon years. And if within a family there can be disagreements, obviously within a community where there are people from various ethnicities, various backgrounds, various levels of commitment to the religion, various levels of intellectual maturity, there will inevitably be disagreements and arguments amongst the believers. But the goal is not the easy way out, right? The easy way in a divorce, or in a marriage rather, when things are not going well, is the couple divorces. It's the easy way to just get out of the situation. But no, Allah said in the verse, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ, that when you have disputes, disagreements in a community, solve them, resolve them, have mediation, arbitration, bring about peace amongst one another. And, you know, when we look at the similarities, we follow the one God, we follow the one Prophet, we follow the one Qibla, we follow the one family, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. We have so many commonalities amongst one another that we should never let minor, petty differences result in a separation of the community. Because we know, and although we didn't mention this yesterday, but we have multiple hadith that tell us that the hand of Allah is with the jama'at, with the community. When there's separation, Allah doesn't like that, meaning that Allah doesn't have His blessings on separation. So we always need to make it a point to be united, to iron out our differences, to ensure that we are working together as a unit. As Allah says, كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ, as if we were a firm, compact wall working to one goal and one cause. And obviously for us, that one goal and that one cause that we should all be struggling for and working towards and encouraging our children on that path is the return of our 12th and awaited Savior, Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We want to move on from that point of last night and go on to our next discussion this evening. We've established a community. We have a center. We have programs. We have events. We have scholars that are with us on a regular basis. But what happens when that community is taken away from you? What happens when that community is literally stripped from under our feet overnight? You'll recall back in March of 2020, things were running pretty smooth at, you know, 2019, 2020 rolled along, January, February, things were pretty good in the world. And then March came along and we were introduced to a new concept, a global pandemic. Come back to this topic. You know, the one verse I want to leave us with before I move on, again, is from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 216, and just a portion of it. So this verse was revealed about people going to war, about jihad. And in that context, Allah mentions these words, but scholars of the tafsir of Quran tell us that we can look at this as a general verse as well, that it's not specific to the time of war. But in the portion of the verse I want to quote, Allah says, وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, again, as a general rule for humanity, sometimes you and I hate something, we don't like something, we have an adversity to something, but it's good for you. And sometimes Allah says, you love a thing, وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. Sometimes we love something, we want something, but it's bad for us. And Allah says, Allah knows best while we don't know. I put this whole COVID-19 episode that we have been going through for the last 2 years into this category. You know, it's not something that we love. We don't like to see, you know, people die. Although we recognize we all have to die, but we obviously, it grieves us when we saw believers losing their life during COVID who may have been, you know, so-called healthy in all other ways and may have had a lengthy life in all other circumstances. But Allah says that sometimes you don't like things happening to you, but we don't know because that there's good in that for us. You know, and sometimes that we like something and there's bad in it, but we don't look at it in that way. You know, I remember when I was working in the corporate sector up until a few years ago, and when the layoffs started in the company, you know, they were laying off 50, 100, 200, 500 people at one time. You know, there were days where we would be in a meeting, 20 or 30 of us working on a project, 10 people would be called out of the room and they never came back. And their purses were there, their bags were there, and we'd ask what happened. They said they'd been laid off. And I remember one of our coworkers, she was laid off in a similar situation. She was part of a mass layoff, 100 people laid off from their jobs. They come into work, they sit at their desk, and they're told, you know, we have to go into a meeting, and they were let go immediately. And I remember she came to meet us one day, or our team had gone out for lunch, and we met her. And she actually ended up saying that when she got fired that day, when she got laid off, it was the worst day of her life. But then she says she found a job a few weeks later, which was the best thing she could have ever found in her life. And she says, had it not been that I got laid off that day, I wouldn't have looked for another job. I would have been in my comfort zone, doing things, making sure, you know, my paycheck was coming in every 2 weeks, and things were just running as they were. But she said that the best thing that happened was being laid off from that job. Right? In hindsight, she thought that was the best. When it happens, it's tragic. Right? I'm sure many of you have faced that. You've lost a job. And you come home and you're distraught. What are you going to do? How are you going to pay the bills? Right? Asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa huwa sharrun lakum. Sometimes you like something and it's not good for you. Allah wants something better for you perhaps. So this is a verse I want to leave us with as we continue and conclude, that we have to recognize, brothers and sisters, that even in COVID, as gloomy and sad as it was, there was a silver lining on that dark cloud. We might not see it today, you know, but maybe in a few years we will recognize that, yes, there was a benefit, a blessing that was in disguise, why this happened, right? For some people, it was a great show of resiliency in their iman. Are we now ready to face adversity? You know, we keep saying, Ya Hussein, Ya Laytini kuntu ma'akum fa'afuza fawzan azima. Oh, Hussein, if I was with you, I would have, you know, achieved that victory. I would have been with you. But we had never been put through this kind of an adversity, something as simple as a virus, right? But if we are able to go through it and say that we're still strong in our iman, as even the research polls showed that a large percentage of Canadians actually developed a stronger affinity for religion during COVID, then that shows us that our conviction in Abu Abdullah and his mission, and when we say that we wish we were with you, that it has meaning, it has value, it has purpose, that we're ready to go through tribulations when the 12th Imam returns. Not if, but when he returns. And if we are alive until that point, that we will stand with our awaited Savior, Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.